A year ago today, it was a group of Somali Islamist militants in the news after they attacked a shopping mall in Kenya.
They were shooting on the ground floor, and slowly, slowly, they're going up and up. Somehow, some police has rescued us. The situation is very bad inside.
The scene at the Westgate Shopping Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, a year ago during the siege there. The militants entered the crowded mall with guns blazing, shooting civilians at random. 60 people were killed and around 170 injured by the time the standoff was over. It remains one of the worst terrorist attacks on African soil in recent years. At the time, I spoke with Kenyan journalist Laura Walubengo. Today, she still remembers how she felt back then watching the violence unfold.
It was quite shocking because the area had been cordoned off and it was like a top secret mission happening. So I remember that very clearly. And I remember just these really gruesome pictures, kids, so much blood, people running away, terrified. It was kind of like a movie.
I mean, Kenya had witnessed global terrorism in 1998 with the bombing of the U.S. embassy, but this is really kind of something more homegrown, I would imagine. What did the contrast feel like to you?
I remember in 1998, the big deal was the fact that there was actually a bomb in Nairobi. You could not even imagine or conceive that there could be a bomb. That dynamic was completely different if you look at 4 days of a siege in a supermarket and nobody really knows what to do because you cannot apply the stuff that you watch in movies in real life. The common factor we had was that people came together and helped out in the best way they could.
How is the Kenyan government actually commemorating this anniversary? Because this event took the government by surprise. Not only that, but some police officers were accused of looting while the siege was still unfolding.
Well, a lot of things have happened. We had the memorial in Nairobi over the weekend where people basically came to share their experiences. They came to let the ghosts lie, to try and put it behind them, because you cannot even imagine the pain that somebody goes through. And the year passes so fast. A lot of people who were there were just grateful to be alive.
And how do people feel about the state of security now in Kenya?
Mixed reactions. A lot of people feel that the responsibility of security now they have a lot to do with it. They have their own part to play and they have to ask the difficult questions to make sure that at least the government gives a proper answer. You know, they have to hold the government accountable and they have to look around and see, okay, if I see somebody committing a crime or if somebody doesn't want to be checked, you know. The situation made us more aware of how you can be in an insecure place. I don't know if people have a lot of confidence in the arm of the government in terms of security. Because there have been a lot of killings at the coast in Lamu. And there have been a few incidents here and there blamed on terrorism. There's a big question mark there. But when it comes to among the community, people are taking security very seriously.
Well, it was the Somali group Al-Shabaab that took responsibility for this. What about the expected backlash against the Somali community in Kenya? How have they been treated and what are their relationships with Kenyans right now like?
We have gone to the point where initially, because of the anger, there was a lot of negative sentiment towards the Somali community. But then you realize that there are people you do know who are in that community. They're friends of friends who are in that community. So you stop looking at them as your enemy and you look at them as just people.
Laura Walubengo, a Kenyan journalist, speaking with us from Nairobi. Thanks so much for your time.
Cheers. You're welcome.